It's just exploit your weaknesses. All they can do is remind you of the mistakes that you've made in the past. These people are bad for your health. Toxic people can run your blood pressure up. One apple can spoil a whole barrel. One negative energy drainer can spoil your whole life. I know people whose lives have been ruined because somebody wasn't good for them. See, there are some people that aren't good for you. They aren't good for you. You've got to get them out of your life.
Everybody cannot be a loser. Some people have to be successful. So in me, in my reality, I'm successful. So I hate when they use that, oh, let's be realistic. You never did this before. You never did that. Blah, blah, blah. Come on. They can't see from themselves, so there's no way they can see it from you. Think about that, guys. If these people never been successful, how can you really expect them to support you and want you, you know, to get to that next level and be successful? They never saw it for themselves. They never had it. So just keep that in mind when talking to friends and family.
You need to make sure the people in your inner circle believe in who you are. They celebrate your gifts, and they're pushing you further, not holding you back. Some of you today, if you don't very kindly and politely show someone the door, they're going to keep you from becoming all God's created you to be. And you said, Joel, what if I hurt their feelings? What if they keep you from your destiny? What if they keep you from accomplishing your dreams and making a difference in our generation? I can't think of anything worse than to come to the end of our life and realize we have not become what God's created us to be. A lot of times we think, I know this person is not a good influence. I know they're keeping me from growing. But if I make a change, I may not have any friends. I may be lonely. Yes, you may be lonely for a season, but you never give up something for God that He doesn't give you something back better in return. If you'll make the change, God will not only give you new friends, He'll give you better friends. Friends that you don't have to wonder, are they for me or against me? Friends that don't try to manipulate you into who they want you to be, but they celebrate you and help you become who God's created you to be.
Starting tomorrow, what are you going to do that'll make a change in your life's direction? Good question. What are you going to do starting tomorrow that'll make a difference? Now, see, if you don't do something starting tomorrow that'll make a difference, guess what? It's going to be the same. And see, that way you can guess what the next 5 years are going to be like. Look at the last five. Because the next five are going to be like the last five unless you, major key, tomorrow, change it all. Or change a little. Or change something, or don't change. It's choice time. You can do whatever you want. Major step to human progress. Discipline. If there's one thing to get excited over, that's it. Get excited over your ability to make yourself do the necessary things. What could you make yourself do starting tomorrow that would change it all? No! Tell! Now, see, that's exciting. On any given day, you can massively change the direction of your life. Murder is a clear example that any one person on any given day can forever alter the course of their life. It just happens to be a negative act. But just as sure as you can commit a negative act, you can also commit a positive act and forever alter your life whenever you wish. Now that's exciting. And whatever that act might be that changes your life. The guy finally takes a shotgun to his car and blows out every window, destroys every tire, puts 100 rounds in this shabby old thing. And he says, I have driven this embarrassing thing for the last time. And not only will I never drive it again, nobody else will ever drive it again. And he lets that shuddering thing stand there for a while as a monument to the day he said, today my life changes. Now who can do that? Anybody. When can you do it? Whatever day you pick. Now here's the key to discipline. Start with the little disciplines. Get excited over the little disciplines. And get right on those because those will lead to the big ones. You can't handle the big challenges in life unless you take on the little ones. Make a list of all the things you can do. Get right on those. Discipline yourself for those, both for the results and for the muscle and for the practice. So that when life hands you some big challenges, you'll be ready, you'll have the muscle. But see, if you don't handle the small ones, you can't take care of the big ones.
Little morning inspiration. I hope that message finds you all well. Have a good day. Happy Friday. Good days with Gwen. I'm out.
Gotta be small when I'm out here. Tryna move from a bad move. Every time I got hit up, it's bad news. Call my brother, we cried over backwards. Now I'm sober, just know that we got through it. I was struggling, I knew that the family knew it. Lord knows how to change through it. I was letting go, cause the pain was. And I was dealing with some of the real for me. I'm trying, yeah. Let's get through the night, let's get through the day. Yeah. I know what it's like, yeah, to be feeling like dying, yeah. But I'll be alright, yeah. They know that I'm fine, yeah. Yes, let's get through the night, yeah. I'll be alright, yeah. I flick my to get it, I can't miss. I gotta move it, all I gotta do is flick my